Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, Joe Pietaro, being joined live on Instagram right here every Monday, 3 p.m. in the East Coast, and of course also on Blog Talk Radio, archived as always on YouTube, Muscle Sport TV channel, and iTunes. Get all of that for free, guys. I don't charge you a red fucking cent. What's up there, Instagram guys and gals? I see Thea Renee joining us. Thea, I like the color of your hair now. I looked at your last post. What's up? I like the red hair. Blonde look good too, though. Can't argue with that. I like the longer hair, though. I'm a long hair guy. What about you out there? Do you like your girls with long or short hair? I don't know. I guess I'm old school. I'm a guinea. I like that long fucking stuff you can put hairspray in. Jay Mazin Ortiz. Oh, here we go. Fruity is on the air, and we're going to have some fucking fun with him. Of course we are. What's up, Fruity? Joe Went likes long hair, too. Yes. And some chicks look great with short hair. Sometimes if I see a girl with short hair, I think it looks great on her. I love the red so much, though. Then stick with it. Why are you going to start switching it up? Stay with what you got. It looks good. It looks damn good. But yes, definitely thank you all for joining us. As always, we are going to be doing this every Monday, except for this Monday coming up. Comerica Muscle Salute. Yes, what's up? Was it No Bull, Just Bulk? I like that. That's a cool name. I like a chick with a Pauly Nuts walnut hairdo. Hey, look, I'm not as walnuts as I was on Thursday. What happened over the weekend, Mason? Holy shit. Somebody threw some fucking can of fucking paint at me or something. But I will be on vacation coming up. So next week, there will be no live shows. I'm going to be away from Sunday to Sunday. Hi, P. Kenny. What's up? My hair is almost to my tailbone. Oh, that's so fucking hot. Oh, that's so sexy. I love that. But yes, I will be away on vacation next week. So I am going to see what my Wi-Fi connection is. But I won't be doing live shows. I might just do a pop in here and there. Hey again, Muscle Sport Mag, maker of my confederation, Johnson Mister, confusing me as always. Corby, what's up, Corby? But yeah, I'm going to be away on a cruise to Bermuda. And so I might pop in sitting at the pool with sunglasses and a fucking drink in my hand. What's up, King of the Gym? Fucking Matt Howard. Great fucking clip by Matt posted on his thing and tagged me in it. You will be seeing that on Muscle Sport TV. And Wildfire has joined. Speaking of Muscle Sport TV, did you guys watch Boobs and Bodybuilding starring Crystal Wildfire Anthony? Holy shit, was that a great fucking clip. If you haven't, you should. Nick has joined the house. What's up, Nick? So I got Nick and Mazin. So we're going to be having some fucking fun on this show. These guys always throw out some great fucking lines on me. But yes, next week I will be away. So I'm going to try to do as much. I've been scrambling to get so many fucking videos on there, but you can't schedule YouTube. You might be able to, and I might have to look into that, obviously, but I've been really fucking busy this week. This whole week's going to be a fucking blur, but I'm trying to get all these videos up, so if I do have Wi-Fi, which I'm pretty sure I will on the boat, I'm going to every day, just make one of those things a live video. So my free daily content is still free. Queen Torturer Crystal. Yes, Mr. Johnson. Johnson, Mr. I think he's a sub Crystal. He wants to be fucking tortured, which I got no problem with that. It sounds like fun, actually. But I'm going to try to give you guys as much as I can next week while I'm away, even though I will be out of the country. Very slow Wi-Fi on that boat. Richbird67 letting me know. Well, if it's slow, as long as I can go and at least make videos live, I am trying to get all like Facebook posts and shit scheduled. I mean, I got people that could do that for me, but I want to try to get as much done as I can on my own before I depart with driving to New Jersey and with taking a boat from New Jersey to Bermuda. It's crawling. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to suck. If I have to jerk off on that boat and I need to go to jerk off porn, I should save something so I have it on my hard drive on my phone, right? It's that bad. Like if my wife falls asleep drunk one night and doesn't let me bang her. Did you catch the fights this weekend? Actually, I did not. I you guys probably think I'm lying, but I actually was working hard this weekend. Saturday, I was doing a lot of stuff. You have to have that spank bank in the back of your brain. I know it doesn't work as good as it used to, though. I used to be able to do that. I need at least a fucking phone photo. I need at least like a dick pic. Yeah, that's what I need. A tranny dick pic. Is that Jerry Lewis Black? What hair dye, Mason? I don't know what you're speaking of. You are lying, sir. That man's a liar. He's a lying liar, that Mason. Yeah, he's got all those dogs on his fucking page. All those pit bulls. They're vicious dogs. He's a vicious man calling this hair dye. How dare you, sir? Fucking marinara sauce. Jerry Lewis. But I want to set all of these things up. It does look very natural. Of course, just like the rest of me. There you go, chicks with dicks. Of course. See, I always ruin the show. You reminded me of last week, Nathia. Fucking ruining the show with that. I want to hear about strap-ons, not real cocks. But I'm going to try to do the best I can. Ronald Reagan near the end. Yeah. He did. He held on hard. He had a nice head of hair. I don't know if it was real or not, but it didn't look too bad. Natural. Yes, you got to be natural. I'm all natty, guys. I'm like Michael Hearn natty. Yes, even my hair isn't natural. But I'm gonna set up a bunch of things. You wouldn't believe it. We're on deadline for the magazine. I'm trying to get that finished and sent into the printer, and then I have to call the printer and say, can you put a rush on the fucking proof, because I need to proof this, approve the proof, say that three times, before I go on the boat, and then I'm going to have to, hopefully when I get home, the boxes will be waiting for me. Then I can get them out to you guys. Queen Crystal, my name is Mister. I just have it backwards for my Instagram. Please call me Mister. But, yes, so I was so busy doing that. You and Palumbo. Mine's actually better than his. His is fucking. You know what? Yes, Dave's hair. I will go toe-to-toe with him on fucking hair and hair dye. I probably win by a fucking decision. It will not be a knockout, but I might squeak by fucking with a one extra 10-9 score by the third judge. But so I was doing a lot of magazine work on Saturday, and then yesterday I was fucking editing a shitload of fucking videos and trying to get them ready for on YouTube, and I have a lot private, and I'm going to make them this week and next week. I'm going to try to really load up. Before I went on the air, I was doing some stuff for Muscle Sport TV August filming and some little odds and ends for it, because I'm trying to get the first episode, and I shall, because I always succeed when I really put my mind to it. The first episode of MSTV Iron Man Labs presents MSTV August episode. Before I go away, because I don't want to squeeze three in 2 weeks. That's not good. So I want to get one before I leave, and then when I get home, I'll take care of the other ones. But the last episode of July has been posted. Jason Genova, our pal, JG, the Piss Lord himself, and also a guy from WWE's Tough Enough, Brian Danovich, was live in studio. Son of Sammy Davis Jr., one of my favorite screen names of all time, has joined. Thank you for joining us today, Sammy. Or son of, I should say. But yes, so this weekend I didn't have a chance to fucking watch any UFC. I did catch a little Mets baseball. It was on in the background. Just for the guineas, color 75, getting the moon brown. Pretty much, yeah. Crazy fucking hawk. Speaking of hair dye, see, he doesn't have to dye his hair. He does it by choice. I do mine by necessity, or else I'll fucking be the silver fox. I'm not the walnuts I can deal with. I'm still a little walnuts-ish, so that's why I only dye it once a month. After I get it cut and it's shaved, then it's like really white on the side. So, yes, I'm admitting it. I dyed my hair. Mason broke me down. I used to joke around and tell my kids, my basketball team, guys, I just dyed my hair. You're making me turn gray already with that freaking those turnovers in the first quarter. And they would all laugh at me. I ain't going to lie, Joe. Getting a good look at your forehead, it looks like you could the shit out of somebody. Dude, let me tell you something. This fucking noggin has taken many a shot, and I have given, man. I used to give headbutts in fucking brawls, and it did not hurt me. I don't know if I've ever broken any hands on my head, but I know I've been fucking japped so many times in my fucking skull, and it does not hurt me whatsoever. I've only had one concussion in my life. I was concussed. No, I think two. One in Little League, but they didn't really diagnose it. So I tried to go back out on the field. The coach wouldn't let me. And then one as an adult after a big brawl in Manhattan. I was concussed. But, yes, thank you for pointing that out, Sammy. The forehead, it's getting bigger as I get older. I don't know why. Embrace it, Joe. I do. What else am I going to do with it? I love it. Maybe I'll grow the hair like Shemp, like Mo Howard, and I'll fucking grow it, and I'll try to cover my forehead so somebody goes to punch it and doesn't realize how fucking big it really is, and they'll fuck themselves up, and then I can step over them. But yes, that was a busy weekend doing all of this stuff. Guys, send me those clips. I got a fucking great one so far, and I want more. Just like we do Reader of the Issue. Where is my reader of the issue? And a lot of wear a bandana. I'll look like the fucking guy from Poison there. What's his name? I like that guy too. I saw Poison in concert not too long ago with Def Leppard and Tesla. I like Poison. Where is readers of the issue? Here you go. A lot of you guys that are on this, crazy. Somebody, who else? Big C is on there. Paul Cullen, a lot of you guys, there's Jason, Boston Lloyd, a lot of you guys are on, been in this thing, readers of the issue. I'm going to start in August, viewers of the episode. Yes, that's right. Send me a short clip, email it to joe@musclesport.mag.com. I almost said nysportscene.com. I have Alzheimer's. I'm getting flashbacks from 10 years ago. My old fucking email from my old job. joe@musclesportmag.com. Hold the camera this way, though. Just, you can use your phone, bro. These things are decent. As long as you don't have one of those old phones. See, I almost said it. Do it this way so it doesn't have those stupid black fucking borders. Full screen, that fucking thing. Just say your name. If you want to plug your Instagram, you can plug, you know, at the son of Sammy Davis Jr. there. And you're watching Muscle Sport TV. So like mine, it would be, hey, this is Joe Piattaro. That's @Joe_Piattaro on Instagram. And you're watching Muscle Sport TV. Oh, that was horrible. But you get the picture. And then email it to me. I shall put it up on Muscle Sport TV. fucking Matt Howard, King the Gym, sent me one moments before we went on air, and that will appear on the first August episode. The aforementioned, and I also got Guilty 84 sent me one, and I got somebody else's. I can't remember. I got a folder. I'm putting them all in. It says viewer video is on the folder. Pause due to poor connection. Reconnecting. Come on. Get back. Get back, JoJo. Hey, we're back. I had a pause. It said pause. Poor connection. Get back, JoJo. I was going to talk a little bit about national level NPC contests because this past weekend, it was the USA's in Las Vegas. And it was also the, was it the weekend before that or 2 weeks before that? It was the NPC Masters Nationals. Man, they have a lot of fucking guys in these shows, man. It was about 700, if I'm not mistaken, in the USA's. And there was over 1,100 in the fucking Masters Nats. That's a lot. And have any of you guys either competed or been at any of these national level shows like the Masters? I have. And let me tell you something. They are boring as motherfucking shit. That's a lot is right, bro. I was at the I used to do the Masters every year. Not the Masters, the Nationals. I did it for Flex. I did it for Muscle Sport Mag. I did it like many years in a row. Atlanta and Florida, round robins. And it was like 900 and stuff like that. So I know what it's like to fucking sit there and have to cover a show with that many fucking guys and girls in it. And it is fucking damn fucking boring. I've competed in several. It's very Crystal, how do you fucking stay sharp backstage when there's fucking thousands and, well, practically thousands, you know, there's literally hundreds of competitors. If you're not up early and you can go get rest or, you know, try to stay hydrated or something, you're going to fuck yourself up. What's up there, Steiner? I was just talking about you and your clip. You will be on the first episode in August. Yes, as promised. But man, 150 pro, over 150 pro cards were given in the Masters Nats. I don't, lots of naps. Yeah, but that fucks you up because you're not sharp then. But in the USA, is a guy named Derek Langsford. He's a middleweight. What's up, Chewy? FBB Daddy. Oh, that's the female bodybuilding guy. What's up, man? He's got great fucking stuff. It is Lisa. She's back again. I hope my advice worked well. If you took it. If you didn't, that's okay too. But Derek Langsford, this guy was the middleweight, and he won the overall at the NPC USA's. I thought he looked great. He's going right into the 212 in Tampa as a pro. I think it's a great idea because the guy's a fucking – he just has to maintain what he's got. He doesn't have to peak twice. It's hard to peak on stage if you're not first in the morning. I can understand that. My connection sucks today, so I can't hear you well. Well, if we say anything bad about you, you won't know. What's your thoughts and opinion on Don Youngblood? He was a great bodybuilder. They don't make them like that anymore. You know, my signal sucks. I hope it's not my signal. Not that I hope your signal sucks, but if it's my signal, then nobody's enjoying it. If it's just your guys, there's only a few here, so fuck it, not enjoying it. Don Youngblood, I mean, he's when you have 1,000 competitors in the fucking national level show, there is no Don Youngbloods in amongst those fucking people. He was a guy, going back to the 80s, I guess it was, early 80s. If I'm not mistaken, I gained a little belly fat by my stomach, but I'm going to go to the gym and try to tone that out, though. All right, Lisa, there you go. Remember, cut down the carbs and up the cardio. Do that dead meal. I'm telling you, you will fucking feel it. I do a home workout now. It's my daughter's summertime with her dad. Good for you, bro. Spend time with your children. Because they grow up fast. Mine have basically fucking outgrown me already. Don Youngblood was the first ever to be Vince Taylor Masterson. Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, so if he was the master, so then he might have been in the national levels in the 80s. Maybe I remember him from the amateur level. Yes, you're right. He was a millionaire who got into bodybuilding in his 40s and ended up killing him. Ah, yes. Now, see, I knew the name. I just I couldn't put all of the details. But now that you guys are saying that, it's coming back to me a little bit. I remember the Youngbloods on the Rams, Jack Youngblood. And they used to have both names, first and last, and with a long last name because of the it would have been – they both had the same first initial, Jim and Jack Youngblood. I did the dead mill for the first time last Thursday. It was brutal. I told you, man. I told you. Five female bodybuilders, that's it. There was – I think there was three pages of fucking bikini. Well, probably A through F, more than that even. Sounds native peoples. What, Youngblood? I don't know what he was. I'm not sure. But I have. Shout out to my training partner, Allison Worrell. She is a little person. Oh, yes. How did she do? I like her. She follows MSM, and I always like her pictures and stuff like that. She's fucking cool. She was on TV also. She had posted something. She was on a reality show. Tons of bikini and board shorts. Ugh. Fucking sucks. Ugh. Hate that. Hate it. I even hate the classic physique. Looks so gay with those fucking black underwears. Jesus. Are you into bodybuilding conspiracy theories by any chance? No, but let's hear some, Nick. What the fuck? Let's talk about them. If you got one, if it's good for banter, I'm into anything. Five total. Looks like Yvette Bova may have turned pro. I don't know her, but with five total, that's fucking suck. I have a question. How many calories to eat a day? I'm not trying to get big, but more toned. Very hard for me to say because I don't know what your body style is like or how your metabolism burns them. And guys and girls are different. I mean, I would say for a lady, somebody help me out here, Thea or Crystal. 2,000 to 3,000, because I know a guy can go up to like fucking 5,000, you know, 4,000, 3,000, maybe a lady, 2,000. You know, I'm terrible with that stuff because I think counting calories just fucks you up. I think you got to go by portion size, and when you feel full, you take it down a little bit. We can go all the way back to 70, if I'm mistaken, Sergio versus Arnold. The American judges didn't want Sergio because of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Oh. I'm 5'2 and 108 pounds. Oh, you're a cutie. Biggest boobs in female bodybuilding, I think. She does. Really? I'm going to have to look her up and yank one out to her. I have seen feet. Maybe I only know her by when she's doing stuff. 111 pounds now, white as hell. Lisa Montez. Lisa, you got to put a post up and tag me. I want to follow you so I can see what you look like. I can probably give you a lot of better advice if I see you. Porn and she, wow, a lot of times they stick it to them. Caleb in the house. What's up, Caleb? Caleb is fucking the coolest dude. He was on a fucking roof and did a fucking story shout out to have people come onto the show. Caleb, I fucking love you, bro. I told you already. I'm going to take you on a date. You're a good looking, strapping young man. Big and strong, too. Looking bigger, Crazy Hawk. Crazy Hawk is I do know Denise Messino has done plenty. I'm actually friends with Denise Messino. I love Denise Messino. She is the sweetest thing. She's from my old Brooklyn area. Yes, Caleb was on roof in the hot sun and fucking talking about Muscle Sport Mag. I love it. Calories are hard to figure out. Yeah, that's why. I usually tell people go by portion size at least, or when you're fucking full, stop eating. I'm following you already if I remember. All right, tag me in a post then. I want to make sure I follow back because I don't like to be followed without following back. I like to follow motherfuckers out there. Thea got you on a good diet, Hawk. Your pre-workout. I like your – crazy. Tell everybody your pre-workout secret. Brandy May. Yes, I like – I've interviewed Brandy May. I've never seen her in person, but I've spoken to her. We've done interviews and stuff and spoke on the phone and stuff. I'm friendly with her too, but Denise I know much better. I've blown many loads to Denise Messino on her movies, but I'm very friendly with her too. I think she's great for the sport because she's very – charismatic, and she's awesome. Cosgrove, here he is, the lean, mean fighting machine. Fucking 5'11", 190. At 5'11", 190 in a blue corner, David Cosgrove. Please, bro, about Vegas. What about Vegas, Shuey? Tell the troops about my legs. Cosgrove has nice legs. He's got sexy legs, and he puts Nair on them so he can wear heels. POW getting ahead of my – oh, that went too quick. Pre-workout, getting the head of my prick sucked before killing it at the gym. Lisa, track your calories. Oh, see, listen to Thea. She knows better than I do because she's fucking competitor. I'm just a fucking sports writer. Lisa, listen to her. And Pink Princess Elena Barbie. I have enough cash in the end of next month. I will take the tattoo. You're nuts, bro, but I'll fucking love it. I will put it in the magazine, of course. Oh, my neck is so stiff, man. I got to get a new pillow. My pillow is getting flat because of my big forehead. What's up, Alex Flo, official. What's up, bro? But the calories are tough, man. Go buy portions. I think portions are very important. You know, Mike macros, ugh, I think that's so fucking lame. But I never competed, so I probably shouldn't be throwing so, you know, many shades on there. May I say Thea is beautiful? You're damn fucking straight you can say that. We can all say it. Thea is stunningly beautiful. And fucking Mike Crazy Hawk is a champ for having her as his significant other. Mike is a good dude, and he deserves a beautiful, hot, cool chick like Thea. I can't wait to hang with them. Are we going to have a drink together? Are you guys allowed to drink since you're just like competitors and all of this macros and micros and calories? Are we going to just have drinks and give a fuck for a few nights? Because I know I am. I ain't got no show. Shows. Shilling, have you seen my shoots? I have not, unless I did and don't remember. No, I'm kidding. I did like a lot of photos, so I probably did. No booze. Come on, Shuey. You baby. Peer pressure. I can fit it into my macros, Joe. There you go, Thea. You must. I'll be drinking and eating what I want. Thank God, Crystal. You and your husband and I are going to have fucking drinks. I'm going to be like a fucking lightweight. You guys are going to laugh at me. I am pounding Long Islands. All right, good. Tag me, Alex. I'm down for one drink. Big C's going to have one drink. Come on, Caleb. You can do better than that. You're a big guy. One drink won't even get you started. I'm not allowed to drink in Brazil. Rules, I'm 18. You are only 18. What is the drinking age there? You guys coming to visit us, Outlaw Rebels, at the FitX. Now, that's the one at Mid-City Gym, right, Caleb? Because I'm supposed to do some shit there with Robert Engel from Como Se Chama there. Pump Up Fitness Nutrition. We're supposed to go there and do some shit. Quadruples in a gallon bucket. I'm allowed, and it's 18. There you go. So drink. Who's stopping you? And well, your parents, maybe. If you still live at home, you have to listen to mom and dad. I tell my daughter's 21, and I said, she goes, I can do whatever I want. I'm 21. I said, no, the fuck you can. I'm still the fucking boss. Italian Viking. That's right. We'll be there. Fuck the Olympia. They wanted to charge us $100,000. Holy fuck. Wow. That's nuts, bro. I don't blame you. I don't blame fucking Piana one fucking bit, man. I want to go to Vegas this year. Caleb is the FitX in Vegas. True. How much? The FitX, that's the Mid-City Gym. That's where Iris and Hita Tata. $100,000 for a booth. Fuck that. I don't fucking, $60,000 last year. That's insane, bro. That's insane. That's 10,000 more than Bleckman paid me when I worked at MD for the year. And I did fucking 40-hour work weeks. That's why I didn't give a fuck when I got fired. Holy shit. Chicago Cubs giving a World Series ring to the infamous Steve Bartman. That's cool. I feel bad for that fucking douchey-looking Bartman. He probably never got pussy, even before that. Y'all like that video, everyone? You guys should like fucking Matt Howard's video. It rules. He's like Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off. Bailing this year, Kai, Dana, and Rob Bailey. Oh, good. Very good. Robin Engel was telling me there's going to be a bunch of people there. Big Joe, how are you? I'm doing fine, David. How are you, sir? We were talking about the NPC Nationals. Cosgrove would do good in the Nationals there because there was a lot of lean, mean fighting machines there. Like in the men's classic physique. I think I could picture Cosgrove as a classic physique. I could see Steve Barton or someone like Crystal get choked out. Big C voted people's favorite 5% about a five. Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. I would vote for Caleb in a heartbeat. The FedEx is in Vegas, the same thing. I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it just, it's just like an expo, right? So it's just going to, it's, yes, it's going to be during the same weekend. See y'all later. Thanks, Steiner. I will see you later, brother. Thank you again for the video. Going on the exact same time as Olympia. Yeah, it's going to be like during the day and shit. That's the expo time. Big C Green, how many t-shirts a month did they? Oh. Caleb, Caleb's one of the originals, bro. Fitness Expo with a twist. Yes, I cannot wait. We are going to be there, myself and Comerica. It's basically a fucking expo at the gym, but it's got a twist. I don't know how to twist yet. I will find out when I get there. I won't be surprised. That is at Mid-City Gym. You'll see it. I get a big check, dog. Yes, Caleb deserves it, bro. But the that is good. I did hear a lot of shit that the expo, they haven't even put up their fucking layout on the website yet. Usually that thing's pumping for weeks before the show. Well, we still got time. But months even, that shit's like locked up. The real Big C. Have fun, all of you. We will. Too bad you're not going there. City Athletic Club. I keep calling it Mid-City. What am I? Why do I keep saying that? You're going to go see Mayweather's V, this nigga, the Notorious. The Notorious. You're going to Vegas, Shuey? If Shuey's going to Vegas, I just fucking got a hard on. And not like in a sexual way, like in a yay way, because I want to hang with Shuey. We're friends that we never met in person. That's, the internet has made pen pals of so many people. But it is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I'm going to get so much fucking footage, and I don't even care about the fucking show portion. I want to fucking just film with you guys hanging out. Call Caleb tonight about it. Come on, Steve. Let's do it, man. Come to America. Coming to America. Like that movie, Athletes Club, where all the Las Vegas strippers train at. Yes, I will be. Oh, wow. That's good. Is bodybuilding like modeling in a way? Because that's what I'm trying to get into. It's becoming like modeling, all these divisions. It's basically like fucking, you know, pageantry. It's pretty much what it is. It's instead of being like for the fucking massive, crazy looking people, it's become for everybody now. I don't like that. You know, I want to see fucking the freaks out there. Yep, it is modeling. You're right, Alex. It's become a fucking pageant. It's worse overseas. If you see some of these overseas shows, and I'm even talking South America, look, you're in Brazil, Lisa. Check out Kleber Caramello, Dr. Kleber Caramello. He does a lot of stuff for Muscle Sport Mag for us in Brazil. I don't speak Portuguese. So if you do, you'll know what he's saying in these videos. But there is so many classes. He just posted a bunch of pictures on my thing, and I reposted them. There's so many classes in these other fucking things. It's really just like there's just too much. I mean, fucking with clothes on now and stuff. It's between Europe and South America. It's flooding the fucking bodybuilding. Once was a bodybuilding stage with everybody now. I'm going to get my visa sorted out. You going to the Olympia, Kenny? P. Kenny, we're going to play darts. Kenny's got the dartboard thing. I do the same shit. It's modeling, but if you're interested, let me know. Oh, because you shoot. Are you a professional photographer? Photographer. P. Kenny is a dartboard person. I always sucked at darts. I guess because anytime I played it, I was drunk. I mean, who plays darts straight? You do it in a bar. Change of plans. We're all going to the FedEx. You know what? I was going to do that anyway. I was thinking Friday Expo, Saturday I was going to do Robert and FedEx. Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition's Robert. I was going to go with him over to the FitX, but start off at his place because I'm going to be using one of his video guys to do. I'm working. He's going to work with him this week, that weekend. But definitely going to the FitX. That was on my plans anyway. I just didn't realize how big it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be a handful of things. I didn't know you guys were actually setting up there. I thought you were going to just be like making an appearance there. I didn't know it was going to be a whole booth and shit. I'm modeling for a young league, by the way. Hope not too young. Crystal, we shall all go to the FedEx. We might go as a group. Come on, guys. Get on this fucking short bus. We'll have fucking Comerica driving the short bus. It's not the real deal. The real deal. Dates for the FedEx, same as the Olympia, Shuey. We're overdue for a pick. A pick. Yes, imagine we should all short buses rock. 18 to 23 or something. Yeah, wow, that's good, man. That's probably a lot of fucking material there. All right, everybody, I got to go back to work. Hope to see all you guys soon. Vegas, man, people, you know it. Crystal, Steve, everybody, lots of pictures. Thank you to Thea. Caleb, thank you as always, buddy. I'll talk to you shortly. Careful on those roofs, buddy. Anyway, if you want to send me the shoots, I will. See you later, Big C. Later, Big C. Big C's article again in Muscle Sport Mag coming up. Going to be every fucking issue. Miss me, Joe. Me? I'm right here, pal. I'm right here. Yes, but NPC national level shows very long. Man, I remember getting there at 9 a.m. when I worked for Flex. I got there at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning, and we got thrown out at 11 p.m., I think it was, because they were like, unionize and they just break down the whole fucking thing when it's over the show the second night. And they're like, you guys got to finish out elsewhere. Union rules. Everybody's out. Can't have you out here. As soon as that 11 o'clock, they're like, and so you're like, all right, you pack up your laptop and you fucking leave. I remember doing like some fucking work in my hotel room. It's like, oh, that sucked. It really blew. Really blew. He's just trying to see some ass. Shh, don't tell anybody. He's going to share it with me. It's going to be like Fame. Take your shirt off now, Coco. Where's Mason? Come on, we got no Fame lines. Everybody does it. You have to do this for your portfolio. Follow me, guys, and I'll follow back. Shuey is a good follow, regardless if he follows you back or not. Shuey is the fucking man. And he is appearing in Muscle Sport Mag. Again, Shuey is a fucking champ. He's been in before. He'll be in again. And he'll be in again after that, I predict. A little birdie told me. A little fucking yellow canary. I can't wait to get on stage. I'm looking damn good. Matt is fucking the champ. I wanted to go to the USA. Why? Because she wants to see the president, Donald Trump. That's why. My fucking man. Oh, I love Trump. I love what he said over the weekend in my hometown, Long Island. Everyone should follow my brother, Steve. Steve Shoesmith, 5% Steve Shoesmith. Big time guy to follow. They take shoots of me. Oh, come on, Lisa. I was friendly with you. Now I'm mad. Joe, you've dyed your hair. Give that man a cigar. Give that man a cigar. Kim T. Gilroy has joined the foray. Hi, Kim T. I am no photographer, but I try. I am the world's worst photographer. Brazil and dangerous in some parts. Yes, I've heard. What's Al Bundy doing there? Dallas versus Cosgrove is the twist at the FedEx. Oh, yeah, that's the one he was talking about, Caleb. Trump 2020. Yes, of course. Hi, Kim. Kim T. Kim T. Dedicated workoutaholic, Kim T. Gilroy. Who's mad at me? Oh, okay. We're never mad at you. Not mad, but you got to like Donald Trump if you come to the USA. Believe me. Yes. So who wants to go to the fucking Nationals in November and see 1,000 competitors. I don't have a problem with Trump, though. You shouldn't. He's a great man. He's a great American. Not me. Don't worry. I'm fucked then. Why? We're going to build a beautiful wall, believe me, and Mexico is going to pay for it, believe me. Yes, I have two of those red hats at home, two. One's a bootleg, one's a real one. Lisa, if you want to get out of your favela in Brazil and come to the big city of New York, DM. Uh-oh, uh-oh. 5% had the shitload of drama when the last week with the athletes. What happened, Mike? Tell me. It's like gun wars here. I get scared sometimes. I don't fucking blame you. Guns are dangerous. I have guns. They are dangerous. Who's more ridiculous at this point, Joey or Trump? Oh, man. I actually like Trump there. Get rid of the 5% warrior, fucking idiot. Who is? What happened, Shuey? I did not hear anything about a 5% issues or anything like that. What happened? Somebody school the host. 5% warrior. So somebody named, who is 5% warrior? Is he anybody that was part of this show? Hey, where's Toupee? He wears a toupee. Who, me? No, I don't. Trump don't either. Look, you can pull on whatever's here and won't come off. I guarantee you. Juicy drama. I live in New York City, Lisa. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Sounds like he's fucking putting some birdseed out, this fucking guy. 5% warrior, Nikki the 5% dick rider. A lot of people left because of him buying followers. I don't understand, though. Why would you leave 5% if somebody in 5% has nothing to do with 5%? He's just one of the guys in it. I live in Rio. Oh, why would you want to leave Rio? Rio. Oh, I would love to go to Rio. The fucking ass is there. Oh, my God. I wish I was a midget, though, so I can walk behind all the chicks there and smell their assholes. Athletes left the 5% team because of, but I don't understand something. If you are a 5% athlete, why would you leave 5% because of a fellow athlete? You would have to leave 5% if you didn't like the guy who ran it. That's what I would think. Rio's a shithole, Joel. You don't remember, they couldn't even the Olympia paddle boat thing because the water was so filthy. Yeah, the water's filthy, but the girl's asshole is supposed to be filthy. That's the good part about it, Nick. I was going to go to Rio many years ago on a vacation, but people were saying you get jumped and shit, and if you're drunk and you know, you're going to end up fucking in the alleyway getting blown and getting jumped, and I'm like, is it worth it then? I don't want to get jumped. I want to get blown. I don't want to get jumped. So let's hear about this 5% stuff. It's a long story. Ah, figures. Long ride, Rambo. 5% warrior was also sending pics to the 5% woman. Yeah, but again, it's coming from this one guy. If Piano was doing that, that's different. He's the main guy. He's your fucking top guy. You guys are all following because of him. I'm not a psychologist, but those 5% kids look like they might have had a couple of emotional problems. I don't know. It's basically a third world country where it's beautiful here. It might be third world, but the ass is a fucking top notch. In the alleyway, you think blown or jumped. Joey Darrow muscle. Oh, fuck. Crisp. Cusp. On the cusp. Feeling crisp. You could do Thursday show on 5% war. I'm going to have to look into this whole thing, though. Because if you guys ask me my opinion, I want to know what the fuck you're talking about. God bless third world asses. Yes, Mason. Mason, is there an ass in the whole fucking country of Brazil that isn't edible? I doubt it. Some might be more edible than others, but they're all there. Thank you, Jay Mazin Ortiz. Jay Mazin, every post by Jay Mazin deserves a thank you. He is hysterical, that fucking guy. He is a fucking comedian. Granny Butts. What, the big asses in Brazil? I know, but there's something about that. They're just fucking nice. They all look like that Kadushians there. Matt Howard, thanks again, brother. I will see you shortly online. We're blessed, I guess. You most certainly are. And I don't know what your butt looks like, but I guarantee you it's fucking stunning. Stunning. They eventually fall. Yeah, that's all right. But they're not falling yet. Could care less about the Brazilian asses. They're all about the doggy booty, preferably the pit bull. You like doggies that much? Joey, Jay Mazin is the best, Lisa. He's funny as fuck. Granny booties. When you're a granny, there's always going to be a grandpa that's going to still want to eat that ass. He may want to eat the 20-year-old's ass, but the 20-year-old won't let him, so he'll have to eat that 75-year-old's ass if he still enjoys eating ass, which I hopefully will. No problem, bro. Hit the stage in 8 months. Kill it, bro. Kill it. Love it. Kill it. Oh, in this day and age, a Brazilian broad prejudice against Italians. You believe this shit? Yeah, imagine that when you're old and an old broad's like, will you eat my ass? And you're like, nah, all right, why not? I'll talk to him, and that's true as fuck. Take the dentures out and have at it. Yes. Gum jobs for all. Gum cunnilingus and analingus, a.k.a. rim jobs. Around the rim in 80 licks. Some of them you want to do 180. Oh, I miss doing that. Oh, fuck. Henry, you got to help me out over here. Come on. I do you a lot of fucking favors, Henry. The least you can do is eat this fucking 80-year-old Brazilian broad's ass for me. Holy Toledo. We got about 15 left. I'm going to do the commercials. Okay, guys? You don't mind, do you? Do you mind? Do you mind?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Of course, I am holding 2/3 of the Alpha Male stack by Iron Mag Labs, just missing the Ultra Male. Here's the Super 4 Andro RX Maximum Testosterone Booster and Andro Hard. Yes, make sure you get all three, though. Add Ultra Male to that, and you will get the Alpha Male stack on IronMagLabs.com. Our best buddies in the fucking world. I love Iron Mag Labs. Please do. No creepers. Following a chick that you met on this program nullifies all creep type of fucking phobias. Because if you follow them, say, I follow you because we're fellow muscle sport maggers. MSMers. The fucking turtle again from Mike. He's driving me nuts. Does that mean you're getting the tip of your prick sucked again? Do you research epitalon, Joe? I don't even know what the fuck that is, Steve. No. What is that, Steve? Oh, see, that's I get it now. I think I said that last week. Thea and Mike with those things. I think I get it. I won't spill the beans unless you guys spill them yourself. Then I'll just, you know, talk about it a little. You know what I'm saying? You following this so far? Remember when Dice used to do that? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You following this, huh? On my first peptide so far, results have been amazing. And am I allowed to ask what happened in our Comerica post? I saw Elias posted a long comment and responded, thanking him for support, and both of those comments are deleted. I guess. I love turtles. I like turtles. We like turtles too, Jonathan. My friend Jonathan. Oh, Crystal, like, how can I say no to you? You got the fucking biggest tits in town. Yes, I'll tell you what happened. Comerica did a post, and I spoke to Comerica this morning. I spoke to him during the weekend. We spoke again this morning. So all is wonderful in paradise. I do love turtles, Thea. Especially the ones I think you guys are talking about. I do love turtles. Comerica put a post. No. You already started. Can't take it back now. Boobs and Bodybuilding is doing so good with hits. I don't give a fuck. You got a fucking free ticket to say whatever you want. Let's talk about turtles. Comerica wrote a post and he's friends with Greg and he doesn't want to be in the middle between Greg and I spat. And Elias thought it was inappropriate the way he wrote that. And I agreed with Elias. And then... So Elias wrote something and then Comerica deleted it. And then those two spoke via DM and worked out their differences. And Comerica and I spoke and we made sure everything was, we're all on the same page and cool. And basically what it boils down to is I fired Greg. I tried to do it professional and keep it, you know, amicable and all of that and keep the door open. And Greg went about it a very different way. And you guys know that. I'm not breaking any ground here. And not just on his RX, mind you. He's done shit even as recently as last week on Facebook. And I've bit my fucking tongue and trying to whatever, just doing one of those, fuck it type of things. Let him do whatever he's going to do, whatever he's going to do. What the fuck, who knows? And Dave, is buddies with him, which he's fine. I can't fucking get tell a guy not to be friends with somebody. You know, fuck, that's fucking gay. But he on this post, it was like, Greg gave me advice not to bash people and stuff like that. And I think it's great advice. And I just found that very ironic because Greg bashed the shit out of me more than once. And he could say it's the truth. I'm not bashing. No, he lied on RX. Flat out fucking lied. And I've already fucking said why. And I've already fucking said what was the truth on that. So I just thought it was a little weird that a guy that's working with us now is praising a guy that's bashing me about not to bash people. But whatever. We all worked it out. It's at the end of the day, Elias and Cosgrove, Goys, and myself and Goys all ironed out. Everybody is hot and happy and not hot, I should say. I saw pink thongs. I thought of fucking Crystal and Thea's ass, and I said hot. I'm working on it. I got a trampoline in me. Fucking guys. I can't even do a fucking segment without fucking... So I fucking... Yes, Ukraine stuff's good, definitely. I have a friend in Ukraine, too. So, yes, we all worked it out. I am with you. I thought the posters are, but yes, I thank you, Crystal. Everything is good. I don't care if Dave's friends with Greg. He can do whatever he wants with Greg. I just, I just said I don't want the association with myself or Muscle Sport Mag with Greg. I don't care if you do stuff on your own thing and stuff, but we shouldn't be doing, there is no fucking turning back the clock. There is no fucking, cooler heads anymore. That Greg sealed that fucking door shut. So he can do whatever he wants with Greg, but I don't want to be involved in it. And I don't want to see it and know about it. And, Comerica did it with good intention to give Greg kudos because he's saying Greg's helping him out with things. I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. I don't give a fuck. I just don't want, I don't want any association. That's all. To me, that is a turn the fucking page type of thing. Whatever. But Crystal, I hope that answered your question. I don't know. I kind of rambled for a while. 5 minutes to go. Hope I didn't ramble too much. You guys are talking about bouncing tits, and I'm trying to talk about fucking posts. What the fuck is wrong with me? I might as well just stick the dick in my mouth right now. But, yeah, that was an interesting over the weekend. I just didn't want I didn't want it to get to become a Megillah, and it was fucking, it almost did. Thankfully, we worked it out. But Dave's new fucking thing is up there. Definitely look at Dave's Kugoy's internet trolls thing. Oddly enough, it was fucking funny video. The scene with him on the toilet. Come on, guys. If you guys didn't watch it, you got to watch it on the Muscle Sport TV channel. Boob off and Cav off at Vegas. I want to be in the boob off just so I can stand next to the chicks. Message me, Joe. Okay. You tell me all about that drama. I shall, Steve. After the program, I shall. I shall. I gotta do some more videos today. Oh, fuck. I've been doing this. I've had these lights on for most of the fucking day here, and it's fucking hot. Even with air conditioner. When's the taint pose down? I bleach my asshole, so I'm going to win. Asshole bleaching. See, that's what I need to do as a side gig. Asshole bleacher for porno, for fucking chicks. Nobody bleaches asshole like Muscle Sport bleaching. I want to do the field test for the boob off. Okay, come on, Mike. I'm first. Peck bounce challenge in Vegas. Oh, that was hot when Wildfire did that. Hot. How do you say taint in Portuguese? You got to dye the hair, Joe. I got to dye it like the fucking bleaching assholes. GrandpaFucker.com. That's my fucking site. Queen Crystal's perpetual torture of the air and blood supply from every man. Wow. That's a mouthful. Holy shit. You should sell socks to this guy. He'd buy it. The ball hair. There ain't none. The only hair on my fucking entire body is right here. Eyelashes and eyebrows and the remnants of what used to be a mullet years and years ago. Everything else is fucking clean shaven. So when I have fun with my wife, it feels real good. The sensitivity level is fucking up there. Crystal, did you give Thea good advice about bigger boobs? There is no real translation for it. That would be great, though. I want to know one word in every language and how to say taint. 90 seconds, Rosie. Thank you for the warning. Guys, we are going to be out of time soon, so please, Joey used a shave at Thunderbolt into his bush in the 80s. I should have. I would have been like Wonder Boy from fucking Natural. I told her the best surgeon ever. Good. Night, brother. Shuey, I'll speak to you shortly. Keep my cock smooth like baby ass for my lady. There you go, Mike. You gotta. And when she's shaved and you're shaved and you're fucking, it's like, fucking Rosie doesn't cut us no slack. She's union like them 11 o'clock guys at the Nationals. How do you say toss my salad in Portuguese? Guys, Wednesday, ask me anything. I'm going to touch base with Shuey and find out more about this fucking 5% thing, and maybe we could have a few fucking laughs with it. And whatever else you guys want to talk about. Lisa, thank you again, as always. I like a hairy guy, so should I grow it back then? Fuck. Thursday. Did I say Wednesday? I'm a fucking retard. Wednesday last week. It's Thursday this week. And then August 16th, starting August 16th, Wednesdays will be the football show with Dave and myself. So thank you so much. Yes, Joe, Ukraine is good. Click the guy. My banner's on my site. Hint, hint. Guys, we'll see you on fucking Thursday. I did say Wednesday. I'm thinking about all of this fucking shit here. These taints. Boys, we will see you on Thursday, not Wednesday. Take care, guys.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, Joe Piantaro, being joined live on Instagram right here every Monday, 3 p.m. at East Coast, and of course also on Blog Talk Radio. Archive, as always, on YouTube, Muscle Sport TV channel, and iTunes. Get all of that for free, guys. I don't charge you a red fucking cent. What's up there, Instagram?
Joe Piantaro here with a product review for muscle-research.com's Yo Way. This is, I tell you, man, these guys got some fucking great ideas, man. Made with frozen yogurt mix. Now you say, it's protein powder, all the same. No. Frozen yogurt mix. Digestive system support, improved recovery time. This one's the strawberry flavor. 2-pound bag, about 21 servings in here. The thing I really like about this is that it tastes different, okay? That frozen yogurt mix makes it a world of difference as far as like your regular powder. But there's something else that's really cool with this. You can even mix it with water. I know, I've mixed my protein powder with water. It's not that bad. It tastes like shit, bro. It's like drinking out of the fucking toilet in fucking Grand Central Station. Come on. This, you can get away with it. I prefer the milk myself, but sometimes, you know, if you're on the road and stuff, you can't carry milk with you. It's going to go fucking, you know, it's going to go bad, right? So you put a little of this in a shaker. Even if you're on the road, you go one of those rest stops, you can put water from the water fountain or you buy a bottle of water, Boom, there you go. You got your in-between meal with your fucking shake. Muscle-research.com. Same guys as Mr. Supps with two P's.com. But definitely check out their Yo Way frozen yogurt mix and tell them you heard it here first on Muscle Sport TV.
Joe Piatow here with a product review for muscle-research.com's Yo Way. This is, I tell you, man, these guys got some fucking great ideas, man. Made with frozen yogurt mix. Now, you say, it's protein powder, all the same. No. Frozen yogurt mix. Digestive system support, improved recovery time. This is strawberry flavor, 2-pound bag, about 21 servings in here. The thing I really like about this is that it tastes different, okay? That frozen yogurt mix makes it a world of difference as far as, like, your regular powder. But there's something else that's really cool with this. You can even mix it with water. I know. I've mixed my protein powder with water. It's not that good. It tastes like shit, bro. It's like drinking out of the fucking toilet.
Joe Piatow here for Muscle Sport TV with a product review of Muscle-Research or MrSupps.com Whey Isolate. It's a chocolate flavor. It's 2.2-pound bag, 33 servings right here in this bag. And the thing that's really cool about it, 24 grams of protein per one scoop. A lot of times you'll see a label and it'll be like 50 grams of protein. With the fucking writing, you got to be a fucking cyclops to fucking figure out. It says per two scoops. Nah, that's fucking false advertising and cock blowing. Whey Isolate chocolate flavor from MrSupps.com. 24 grams, one scoop. And this stuff tastes fucking great too. It mixes well. It tastes great. And you're going to get results from it. So check these guys out at MrSupps.com or muscle-research.com. Tell them you heard it here first on Muscle Sport TV.
Joe Piatow here for Muscle Sport TV with a product review of Muscle-Research or MrSupps.com. Whey Isolate. It's a chocolate flavor. It's 2.2-pound bag, 33 servings right here in this bag. And the thing that's really cool about it, 24 grams of protein per one scoop. A lot of times you'll see a label and it'll be like 50 grams of protein. With the fucking writing, you got to be a fucking cyclops to fucking figure out. It says per two scoops. Nah, fucking full advertising and cock blowing. Whey Isolate chocolate flavor from MrSupps.com. 24 grams per one scoop. This stuff tastes fucking great too. It mixes well, tastes great. You're going to get results from it. So check these guys out at MrSupps.com or muscle-research.com. Tell them you heard it here first on Muscle Sports TV.
Joe Piattaro here on Muscle Sport TV with another product review. Guys, I got a fucking package in the mail the other day from my buddy Nate Smith over at explicitlabs.com. That's explicit with an E-X. With an E-X and a... Joe Piattaro here on Muscle Sport TV with another product review for you guys. My buddy Nate Smith over at explicitlabs.com hooked me up with a package in the fucking mail that included shirts, cap, supplements. Look at this. First of all, you want a catchy fucking label. Look at a font. Look at a photo. The drawing, excuse me. Ah, fuck. Joe Piattaro here with the Joe Piattaro here for Muscle Sport TV with another product review. Check this out. My buddy Nate Smith over at explicitlabs.com sent me a care package the other day that fucking was stocked. Shirts, caps, supplements. Look at this pre-workout. War Machine, One Man Army. Look at the font. Look at the illustration. I mean, this shit is, these labels are fucking sick, bro. Sick, let me tell you something. Nuclear lemonade flavor. Explicitlabs.com. That's spelled with explicitlabz.com. Make sure you check these guys out over there. And you too can get free product reviews like this as part of our free added value package. Shoot me an email, joe@musclesportmag.com, to see how. And you can join Nate and Explicit Labs in getting all of these things for fucking free, bro. We'll see you guys next time. MuscleSportMag.com. Take care. Joe Piattaro here for Muscle Sport TV with another product review. Check this out. My buddy Nate Smith over at explicitlabs.com sent me a can package the other day that fucking was stocked. Shirts, caps, supplements. Look at this pre-workout. War Machine, One Man Army. Look at the font. Look at the illustration. I mean, this shit is, these labels are fucking sick, bro. Joe Piattaro here on Muscle Sport TV with another product review. Check out this. Wow. Holy fuck. Look at this. Cytomelt Fat Burner from explicitlabs.com. My buddy Nate Smith sent these over to me. All of this gear and some unbelievable supplements here. Look at this. Now, this, doesn't that remind you of Eddie from Iron Maiden? My favorite band, by the way. Wow. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a summer issue, don't you? What timing Nate has jumping on board, getting advertising done with Muscle Sport Mag and Muscle Sport TV with our summer issue coming out. But this is a great Cytomelt. This is like a fat incinerator, and it's cherry bomb flavor. Great stuff, mixes well, tastes great, works exactly the way you want a fucking pre-workout to work. But make sure you guys go to explicitlabs.com. Make sure you check that spelling. Not the common spelling, the cool fucking ass spelling. You go over there, you order your stuff right there. Make sure Cytomelt is part of your order, and you tell Nate that you heard it here first on Muscle Sport TV, and we will see you on the next product review.
Joe Piazzaro here on Muscle Sport TV with another product review. Check out this one. Wow. Holy fuck. Look at this. Cytomelt Fat Burner from ExplicitLabs.com. My buddy Nate Smith sent these over to me. All of this gear and some unbelievable supplements here. Look at this. Now, this, doesn't that remind you of Eddie from Iron Maiden? My favorite band, by the way. Wow. Kind of reminds me a little bit of our summer issue, don't you? What timing Nate has jumping on board, getting advertising done with Muscle Sport Mag and Muscle Sport TV with our summer issue coming out. But this is a great Cytomelt. This is like a fat incinerator, and it's cherry bomb flavor. Great stuff, mixes well, tastes great, works exactly the way you want a fucking pre-workout to work. But make sure you guys go to explicitlabs.com. Make sure you check that spelling. Not the common spelling, the cool fucking ass spelling. You go over there, you order your stuff right there. Make sure Cytomelt is part of your order. And you tell Nate that you heard it here first on Muscle Sport TV. And we will see you on the next product review. Thank you.
Take a good look.
You are watching Foodie Videos. While you could be sitting on Groupon, use a Groupon app.
I've been mad for fucking years, absolute years. I've been probably a child. Working with bands, crazy. I've been mad for fucking years, absolute years. I've been over the edge for young. Working with bands, crazy. I've been mad for fucking years, absolute years. Thank you.
Balance on the biggest wave. You race to the wall.